bit about the Muslim activist network because we've seen that the wars usually take place in a lot of Muslim countries, whether that's Iraq or Lebanon, and the Bush and Blair governments have been, very good at attacking them, and they've been going on, and they want to increase the one, they want to sort of do the war against Iran now. And I think it's really important that Muslims unite, not just because of the fact that the wars are taking place in a lot of Muslim countries, but also because we've suffered a lot of Islamophobia, whether that's against the Muslim students, or whether that's against Muslim women who are being victimized and demonized for wearing the hijab or the niqab. So I think it's really important. I mean, we've the last People's Assembly about Islamophobia actually passed the motion that we need to have the Muslim network, and that's why we want to make sure that Muslim communities working along with the Stop the War Coalition to sort of strengthen its links. Also, the other reason for it is also that a lot of times we find it very difficult because some of our leadership in mosques and communities is not as representative of the Muslim sentiment at the grassroots. And a lot of Muslims feel that they cannot sort of organize in mosques. I mean, it's easier to organize in churches than it is in mosques. And we want to make sure that the Muslim voice is actually heard, and then Muslims can feel that they can be part of a system, and they can democratically, and they can, you know, do activism, and they can actually express their sentiments against war, and they can actually sort of unite to prevent the government from sort of demonizing them. And that's why we've launched the Muslim network, and I would really encourage you to sort of take this forward to your Muslim friends and to sort of get as many people as possible on it, because we really want to organize better in the face of the war, and we really have to prevent another attack on Iran as well. Thank you.